Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting third. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting fourth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Pete Ward. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Fisher. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dell Unser. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Brant Alia. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim French. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Bertena. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Frank Bertena. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bertena fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a line drive into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen strikes out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Josephson. The throw from French and he is out, Allen applying the tag. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. French settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia strikes out. One out. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson fires to first and picks off Epstein. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. 1 out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher bunts in front of the plate. French fields it and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to second. 2 outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French takes first base on ball 4. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. French moves to second. 1 out. Frank Bertena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertena hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-1 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Unser for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein scoops it up and throws to first, with Bertena covering, for the out. 2 outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a line drive towards third. Held reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 0-for-1 in the game. Alia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Epstein takes first base on ball 4. Alia moves to second. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. Davis moves to third. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, French hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes French. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. French steals second. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-0 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bertena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertena is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertena hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. French moves to third. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-2 in the game. Unser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-0 in the game. Fisher hits a line drive into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-2 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Pete Ward now playing third base. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alia takes first base on ball 4. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Epstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Epstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Humphreys fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. French hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Stroud pinch hits for Ed Brinkman. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Martin pinch hits for Bob Humphreys. Gene Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Tim Cullen now playing shortstop. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisher bunts towards first. Epstein scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fisher for the out. McCraw moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes McCraw trying to get to home. Howard throws the ball into French, who tags McCraw, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Aparicio moves to second. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aparicio moves to third. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-3 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein scoops it up and throws to first, with Higgins covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing center field. Buddy Bradford now playing right field. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-3 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-3 in the game. McMullen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-3 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Brandt Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howard moves to second. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Epstein hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Alia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. French hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Allen pinch hits for Dennis Higgins. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Bosman now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein scoops it up and throws to first, with Bosman covering, for the out. One out. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a line drive towards the mound. Bosman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 4 in the game. Unser hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 4 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 4 in the game. Bradford strikes out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 3 in the game. with a walk. Josephson strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Alia hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Alia reaches second base with a double. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Mike Epstein. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is walked intentionally. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Casanova pinch hits for Jim French. Bob Locker now pitching. Jerry McNurtney now catching. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova strikes out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cullen hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cap Peterson now playing left field. Frank Howard now playing first base. Paul Casanova now catching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Alia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Howard scoops it up and throws to first, with Bossman covering, for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNurtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNurtney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dick Bossman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-5 in the game. Unser hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Unser reaches second base with a double. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Unser trying to get to home. Berry throws the ball into McNurtney, who tags Unser, who's trying to score from second, for the out. McMullen moves to second. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-5 in the game. Howard is walked intentionally. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Alia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 4-for-5 in the game, with four singles. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-5 in the game. Bradford hits a fly ball into right field. Alia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Peterson hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Locker covering, for the out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-1 in the game. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Casanova for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Holman now playing first base. Frank Howard now playing left field. Gary Peters pinch hits for Bob Locker. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Holman scoops it up and throws to first, with Bossman covering, for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alia. Berry reaches second base with a double. Davis moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Ward is hit by the pitch. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCraw bunts towards the mound. Bossman fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis scores. Berry moves to third. Ward moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNerney is hit by the pitch. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 4-for-6 in the game, with four singles. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berry scores. Ward scores. McNerney moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dennis Ribbent now pitching. Ron Hansen now playing third base. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barry Moore pinch hits for Dick Bossman. Barry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive towards third. Hansen catches it and throws to first to double up Cullen. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-6 in the game, with a double. Unser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. McMullen hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.